This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Springs will have a Veterans Day parade this year. The event was headed for cancellation after organizers said there wasn't enough interest from participants. CPR's Dan Boyce reports a different nonprofit will put on the parade instead.
Colorado International Events is known for organizing the city's St. Patrick's Day parade and Oktoberfest celebration. Manager John O'Donnell says his phone started blowing up when the Vets Day parade was canceled last week. He says he's happy to take it over, though probably won't be getting much sleep with the quick turnaround.
We know this thing is going to work, and we have a long-term goal of making this event a destination event in years to come.
The new parade will be held downtown on November 9th at 11 a.m. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs has abandoned a sexual assault prevention program used at seven other American universities. Officials say the program was not successful in slowing increasing rates of assault at the academy. The Gazette reports the academy discussed phasing out the program at a meeting in July. The training is a 12-hour program for women to learn how to recognize and resist sexual coercion. Colorado Rockies manager Bud Black is returning to the team despite two straight seasons, losing more than 100 games. Black will manage the Rockies for a ninth season next year. He helped the Rockies to the playoffs in 2017 and 2018. And despite his recent struggles, Black is the winningest manager in Rockies history, with altogether 537 wins. It's mostly sunny across Colorado along the Front Range. It's highs in the 80s. Colorado Springs right at 80 this afternoon. Denver 82, about the same tomorrow, and things could be a little cooler by Friday. Grand Junction, sunny in mid-80s this afternoon and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.